Now turn to part 2, questions 8 to 13. You will hear a radio interview with Mr. Davies about the game of Conkers. For each question, put a tick in the correct box. You now have 45 seconds to look at the questions for part 2. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Good morning, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to England Today. We're very fortunate to have Mr. Davies with us today to talk about the childhood game of Conkers. Hello, Mr. Davies.
Good morning.
So, Mr. Davies, what exactly is a Conker? And why should we be bothered about it?
Well, Conkers is, or rather used to be, a favourite playground game in the months of September and October. It's a game which has been played every autumn for generations, but nowadays fewer children are playing it. This is a very sad loss, and we hope to revive this British custom by telling you more about it.
I hope we can help you to recruit more young players then. How does one play?
To start at the beginning, a conker is the hard brown seed of the horse chestnut tree. Conkers is also the name given to a game played between two people. Children make their own conkers, and the best conkers to play with are uncracked, firm and symmetrical. The children make a hole through the middle of the chosen conker, and then thread a strong piece of string about 25 centimetres long through the hole and tie a knot at one end, so that it doesn't pull through.
My, that's specific.
Well, it's a very fine art to making a winning conker.
How do you play?
Players take turns at hitting their opponent's conker. They have 3 chances to do it. If you're the one whose conker is to be hit first, let it hang down from the string which is wrapped around your hand. The conker is held at the height of your opponent chooses and is held perfectly still. Your opponent, the striker, wraps his conker string round your hand just like yours. He then takes his conker in the other hand and draws it back, then lets it swing down to hit yours. The game goes on in turns until one or other of the 2 conkers is completely destroyed.
And that's how you win?
Yes, but it's a bit more complicated than that. You see, a victorious conker takes the score of its victim. Let me explain. In a contest between 2 fresh conkers, the winner would have a score of 1 and be called a oneer. If it then beats another 3 oneers, it would become a fourer. However, if the same conker then beat a conker which had previously conquered, no pun intended, 5 fresh opponents, our steadfast nut would then become a tenner. That is, its own 4 plus its latest victim plus its victim's previous count of 5.
How clever! We'll be back for more on this game in a moment after the news.
Now listen again.
Good morning, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to England Today. We're very fortunate to have Mr. Davies with us today to talk about the childhood game of Conkers. Hello, Mr. Davies.
Good morning.
So, Mr. Davies, what exactly is a conker? And why should we be bothered about it?
Well, Conkers is, or rather used to be, a favourite playground game in the months of September and October. It's a game which has been played every autumn for generations, but nowadays fewer children are playing it. This is a very sad loss, and we hope to revive this British custom by telling you more about it.
I hope we can help you to recruit more young players then. How does one play?
To start at the beginning, a conker is the hard brown seed of the horse chestnut tree. Conkers is also the name given to a game played between 2 people. Children make their own conkers, and the best conkers to play with are uncracked, firm and symmetrical. The children make a hole through the middle of the chosen conker, and then thread a strong piece of string about 25 centimetres long through the hole and tie a knot at one end, so that it doesn't pull through.
My, that's specific.
Well, it's a very fine art to making a winning conker.
How do you play?
Players take turns at hitting their opponent's conker. They have 3 chances to do it. If you're the one whose conker is to be hit first, let it hang down from the string which is wrapped around your hand. The conker is held at the height of your opponent chooses and is held perfectly still. Your opponent, the striker, wraps his conker string round your hand just like yours. He then takes his conker in the other hand and draws it back, then lets it swing down to hit yours. The game goes on in turns until one or other of the 2 conkers is completely destroyed.
And that's how you win?
Yes, but it's a bit more complicated than that. You see, a victorious conqueror takes the score of its victim. Let me explain. In a contest between two fresh conquerors, the winner would have a score of 1 and be called a oneer. If it then beats another 3 oneers, it would become a fourer. However, if the same conqueror then beat a conqueror which had previously conquered, no pun intended, 5 fresh opponents, our steadfast nut would then become a tenner. That is, its own 4 plus its latest victim plus its victim's previous count of 5.
How clever! We'll be back for more on this game in a moment after the news.
That is the end of part 2.